Chapter 11. Adamantua Orbital. Chapter Master Cassus Mirren watched the stricken Amculon begin to fall out of fleet formation. There was something significantly wrong with the strike cruiser's engines. It was venting radioactive clouds, and all contact had been lost in a blizzard of Vox interference.
"Did Lotus Gate get clear?" he asked.
Achilleos shook his head.
"We don't know yet, sir."
"Find out as soon as you can. I don't see any drop pods or escape boats."
The truth was, it was hard to see much of anything. The incoming feed to the main viewers and the repeater and image booster screens was fogged by the radiation backwash and some kind of gravimetric distortion. That was what Severance had been trying to warn them about. Mirren had most of the Lanxium's tech staff working on the issue, analysing the data sent over from the Amculon. Initial reports were bad. Pockets of gravity distortion were being detected in a range of orbital locations. No one could explain it, and no one could adequately explain why there had been no sign of the phenomenon before the fleet moved into its assault anchor. Now there was the Amculon itself. A whole ship, a good ship, and a whole wall of Shield Corps brothers potentially lost. Mirren watched the flickering jumping screen image. The majestic strike cruiser was making a slow, pitching descent into Adamantua's gravity field, unable to support its mass. How long? An hour? Two? Four? The crippled drives would probably blow out because of the stress before that.
"Can we get relief boats out to them?" he asked.
"We're trying now, sir," replied Achilleos.
"We must be able to fetch some of them off it."
"Yes, sir."
Mirren turned to the ranks of the technicians and science adepts.
"I want this explained," he said. "I want this accounted for and explained."
The adepts nodded, but Mirren felt no confidence in their response. They were as mystified as he was. He was about to add further encouragement, at least what he felt was encouragement, when the bank of screens behind him lit up brightly for a moment.
"What was that?"
he asked, turning.
"Was that the Amculon?"
The airwaves were filled with Vox static and ugly distortion.
"No, sir," replied a detection officer. "That wasn't the Amculon. Sir, the battle barge, Antarax, just exploded, sir."